Title: Ninth Circuit holds National Park Service has the authority to regulate navigable waters in Alaska's national parks and prohibit the use of hovercraft, again. Content: Sturgeon v. Frost, et al., 872F.3D927, 9th Circle 2017. In September 2011, moose hunter John Sturgeon brought an action against the National Park Service, alleging it inappropriately banned him from using a hovercraft to hunt moose on the Nation River in the Yukon-Charley River's National Preserve, ID. At 929. On remand from the Supreme Court, the decision analyzes which entity is permitted to decide this matter after the Supreme Court rejected an earlier circuit decision supporting the ban. The court's ruling affirms congressional intent to permit Park Service's authority to manage navigable waters in Alaska's national parks, especially those parks meant to preserve wild rivers, and describes the balance between state and federal jurisdiction. Sturgeon's claims rested on the argument that the Nation River belongs to the state of Alaska, which permits the use of hovercraft on its waterways, and that the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act, ANILCA, precluded the Park Service from regulating activities on state-owned lands and navigable waters within national parks. ID. At 929-932. On remand from the Supreme Court, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals again affirmed the District Court's summary judgment in favor of the Park Service, stating the federal government properly exercised its authority to regulate or, in this case, prohibit the use of hovercraft upon the rivers within a conservation system. ID. At 936. Specifically, the court found that ANILCA and prior case law provided the United States with an implied reservation of water rights, which rendered the Nation River within the purview of the National Preserve as public land and subject to its regulation. ID. The Submerged Lands Act released and relinquished all of the federal government's right, title, and interest in the land adjacent to and beneath the new river to the state of Alaska when it attained statehood. ID. At 933. But, as the court pointed out, lands submerged beneath inland waterways are distinct from the waterways themselves. ID. At 932. Under the Submerged Lands Act, the United States retains all its navigational servitude and rights in and powers of regulation and control of submerged lands and navigable waters for the constitutional purposes of commerce, navigation, national defense, and international affairs. ID. Prior case law analyzed the United States' interest in navigable waters in Alaska under the Reserved Water Rights Doctrine. ID. At 933. Under this doctrine, when the federal government withdraws its land from the public domain and reserves it for a federal purpose, the government impliedly reserves a pertinent water then unappropriated to the extent needed to accomplish the purpose of the reservation, ID. The reserved right in unappropriated water vests on the date of the reservation and is superior to the rights of future appropriations. ID. As pointed out by the court, the United States has reserved vast parcels of land in Alaska for federal purposes through a myriad of statutes, including ANILCA, and thereby has implicitly reserved a pertinent waters, including a pertinent navigable waters, to the extent needed to accomplish the purposes of the reservations. ID. The court, bound under precedent, determined that because the body of water at issue is actually situated within the boundaries of federal reservations, it is reasonable to conclude that the United States had an interest in such waters for the primary purposes of the reservations, ID. At 934. After finding the United States had an implied reservation of water rights with regard to waters within the National Preserve in Alaska, which thereby rendered the Nation River public land as defined by ANILCA and subject to Park Service regulations, the court then emphasized President Carter's reservation of the National Preserve prior to the enactment of ANILCA. ID. At 934-35. Per this reservation, the National Preserve was to be managed for the protection of a historical, archaeological, biological, and geological phenomena, including habitat for isolated wild populations of doll sheep, moose, bear, wolf, and other large mammals, ID. The court determined the Park Service's prohibition of hovercraft, which can pro.